Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like scrolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Max Scherzer, obviously one of the great pitchers in Major League Baseball history. He has some ideas. He's always been outspoken. He's at a point in his career where he obviously can be. He carries weight with what he says, given how much he's done for the sport and how effective he's been. Some of these are pretty radical, I think, rule changes.
There's a few that I'm intrigued by.
So one is he says we should penalize baseball teams for pulling starters early and make qualifications for being pulled, including, hey, you got to complete six innings or throw 100 pitches or allow four runs or more. So none of this like, hey, first inning, you're getting roughed up, you're out unless you give up four runs. You know,
I don't
stuff
hate
like that.
What's wrong with that?
What's
crazy is that I forced it to pitch in the sixth and the seventh. A lot is what happens here. These guys that are at 97 pitchings throwing a one hitter all of a sudden have to go into the game.
Yeah, that one, it makes it interesting. There's certain circumstances where it could be disastrous. Another one, he says once qualified, he believes that he wants the designated hitter gets to be in for the rest of the game.
Yeah, I don't know. It's fine. That one doesn't seem all that crazy.
He said,
I won often, so why can't they stay in the game?
He says, then maybe there's a free substitution where you could pinch hit or pinch run for somebody if you want to. So just a free sub, it doesn't count against like...
They don't have to stay in the game. They can just come in for one at bat?
That's how I read it.
If there's
a free substitution where you can pinch hit or pinch run for somebody if you want to.
Do you know how much that would change roster construction? If Dairon Blanco was allowed to come into the game, simply run on the bases, and then could just leave the game and the other person could be back in to hit again... Well, I mean,
this is bordering
on the entire dynamics of a roster is different.
That suggestion's the most radical.
I don't like that one's
the most radical because that's venturing down the territory of what we crushed a couple months ago, which was that golden at bat thing or whatever, right?
Yeah.
Whereas basically
I could just let Vinny come in or Bobby come in. And smash.
Yeah, you would have Bobby. He hit in his normal spot third and then or second. I'm sorry, and then you say, oh. By the way, we want him to come up next inning in the ninth spot, and he still gets to come up again in the third spot. You know,
I think if you get a free hitter, they have to be like over the age of 40 and just have like a Matt Stairs vibe about him.
He also,
you know, if you just get one free at bat, it should be a guy like that.
He also suggested prohibiting teams from getting the automatic runner in extra innings as a possible deterrent for pulling starters early.
Okay, so if you pull your starter early, you're not going to get the guy on second base.
Yeah.
And like most of the time, you're like, well, I don't know, what percentage of baseball games go to extra innings? So... do I take the chance on pulling the starter because that gives me a better chance to win the game? I'm already losing if the starter doesn't get... You probably take the risk. That's what it's kind of fun about it is you're like, I'm going to lose this game if I don't pull this guy. I got to solve this problem now and worry about extra innings later because I don't know exactly what percentage of extra games go to extra innings in baseball. 5%, 10% maybe?
I might have missed it if you guys say this. What is considered early? Like, is it sub six innings? Is it after six? You're allowed.
If you're getting pulled in the fourth inning,
that's early.
That's early.
If you're getting pulled in the sixth inning,
if you're getting pulled in the fifth, I don't think that's early. You would obviously to get five innings.
But Scherzer thinks it is early.
Yeah, yeah.
He doesn't like these guys who are coming out after 89 pitches in the fifth inning. He wants them to have to be starters.
Throw 100 pitches.
For a while. Throw at least 100 pitches. Be in there a little while.
Cool.
Approximately 10%, by the way, regular season games go to extra innings. So you probably rob yourself earlier in that case.
The only thing, doesn't this go exactly against some of these suggestions from him, what baseball's concerned about, which is...
pace?
Well, pace for one, but also the arm injury concerns and the velocity, and it's not even so much the amount of pitches.
But we all know, like, it's velocity is the, like, people are like, why are there so many pitcher injuries? Everyone has done a million amounts of, like, Jeff Passan wrote an entire book on it. There have been study after study after study in youth sports, college sports, high school sports, the pros. It's just velocity. There's not like
burst,
some...
They call it burst pitching.
Yeah, there's no like secret mystery.
Yeah, it's burst pitching. It's maxing out on your velocity. And the cycle is rough because if you're a high school kid, you want to get noticed by one of the top programs.
You can't throw
You got to max out. And same thing applies college pitcher to getting drafted. But it's a bad cycle. I don't know how you get out of it.
The only way to do it would be massive high school baseball reform in which it was disallowed. And, like, you just can't. So instead, they do these other things, which is, the Royals, for instance, don't really let you go comfortably 25 or 30% more in the innings you pitched the year before that. So, like, just know whatever Chris Bubich pitched, they don't really want to go 25 or 30% higher than that number. It's velocity. It's always been that. Arms weren't really designed to do that. And I guess until, like, we genetically change over time in order to be able to throw that hard.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, Scherzer, it's just going to be a problem.
Scherzer also was quoted in this article. I believe originally it was from SI. He said, because the league has always wanted more offenses, how do you get more offense? Let the starter stay in for the third time. We know it. Do you want more offense? Here you go. Just make the starter stay in. You'll get a more entertaining product. No one wants to see the starter go five innings, no runs, 75 pitches, and pulled because of the third time through. Then he was asked, hey, would the MLB Players Association get behind a concept like the qualified starter? He says they have to. You have to address this injury bug. And in this piece, it says Major League Baseball has begun internal discussions of how to address this very starting pitching problem. So I don't know. I mean, like, there's a graph in this article that shows the length of starts by MLB season, regular season starts by length. And it goes back from 2014 to 2025 and 2024. And you can obviously tell, like, the chart would go from up here, and it's a pretty steady, sharp decline in regular season starts by length. And it really dipped right 2019, I would say, is like when it really took the biggest dive.
So, like, part of that is pitcher injury. I'm not trying to deny that that's part of it. The other part, and this is where Scherzer's trying to combat it, which I don't think is crazy, is analytics caught up. Everyone ran all of these simulations and all of these numbers, Goldie. Do you know what it bore out? If you let your guy face a lineup for a third time, he is statistically likely to do way worse. Just way worse. People don't want to leave their pitcher in, not just because they're protecting the injury, but because they're more likely to get their ass kicked.
The number of 100-pitch games has decreased 70% in the past 10 seasons. Six-inning starts, even, are down 36%. Starts with four runs allowed have gone down 10%. That's where we're at with Major League Baseball. And someone on the text line, it's fair to point. They say it's not just velocity. I think it's spinning the ball. I think it's a combination. The article specifically is just talking about the burst pitching. But yes, I think obviously your elbow's not meant to not only torque the way it
when
is.
When I was
but
a kid, they used to tell us we were going to get hurt if we taught kids curveballs too young. It was like when I was like, I played in some little leagues like when you were like 11 or 12 when you weren't allowed to throw a curveball or whatever.
So it's a simple solution. Just don't play 162 games. 100% with you. I'm totally with you.
Wouldn't that solve it?
I'm with you. Okay, give me 100 games. And let's call it, let's be done. It's 100 games and I'm fine. We just know the reality of the financial and why they won't do that. But I'm totally with you from an injury perspective and just from an entertainment perspective. Let's just do 100 game baseball season, please. Sign me up for that. I would.
Do you know much quicker just like 130 would feel like at this point?
True.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.